3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Exfabula!
True personal story.
Exfabula is a Milwaukee nonprofit committed to strengthening community bonds through the art of storytelling.
And it is time for Exfabula Radio once again, part of Lake Effect Weekend, every weekend on WUWM. I'm Bruce Winter with Exfabula co-founder Leah Delaney here in the midst of the bleak midwinter of Milwaukee. But we have some good news. Story Slam's coming back.
Yep, yep. We have a February Story Slam. First time is the theme. And so I brought some first time stories with me. We actually celebrated a first not too long ago during our Exfabula Spectacular. We had ASL American Sign Language interpretation.
Oh, cool.
Which is fabulous. And I just want to just give a quick shout out, special thank you to Pam Conine and Sandy Smith for your services during our Equal Access project. And if anybody wants any more information about that, please definitely go to exfabula.org. But today we're talking about first time. Wow, that really leaves a lot up for interpretation.
Yes, I mean, for a theme for a story slam, who knows what you're going to get.
Exactly. Hopefully, the next two stories we're going to preview today will get people's minds jogged up and starting to think about what they could potentially share with their stories come February 7th. So let's just roll right in.
Yeah.
How about it? Let's listen to Mel Miskamen first, who told her what could go wrong story for our first time Story Slam preview today. Here's Mel.
Okay, I had this picture of Sting in my cubicle at work. It was black and white. I think I ripped it out of the Rolling Stone. He was shirtless. His pants were unbuttoned to the point of no return. I would walk into work and his eyes would meet mine and his gaze would like penetrate my vagina. Okay. So I was turning 35 and it was my birthday and my husband is a notoriously bad gift giver. One year he got me a spatula. One year he got me a bag of wood. You know, so when he handed me the Hallmark card, I was holding out no hope. So I open it up, you know, typical picture. Oh, you're not old, you're vintage, you know. But inside was this little skinny envelope, and I'm like, well, what's this? You know, so I open that up. Oh, what? Two tickets to see Sting at Alpine Valley, his first solo tour since he left the police. Oh, but wait, there's more. Two backstage passes. Yeah, swing, you know. So I am like, what am I gonna wear? What am I gonna say? You know, this is how I picture it going down. You know, I'm gonna like be all cool and aloof and I'm gonna go up to Sting and I'm gonna say something like so awesome and then Sting and I are gonna bond, but oh, not sexually, come on. I was delusional, I'm not that delusional. So, and I'm figuring he's gonna need me because this rock star lifestyle is so unreal. He's gonna need me to ground him and then he's gonna write a song about me and all this stuff. So we get to Alpine Valley and we're walking down the main aisle and you know, we're getting closer to the stage and I'm like, yeah, I'm one of those people, you know. I kind of look back as the guy opens up the velvet rope, you know. So we get backstage, kind of make our way. My husband pulls me back. He's like, okay, just don't do anything stupid. And I'm like, I take umbrage, sir. You know, so we get to this part. It's kind of an open area backstage. There's the catering and everything. And oh my God, there is Sting. He's like right there eating a crudité. And he's wearing this diaphanous linen ensemble. And I lose it, okay? I just start jumping up and down, jumping up and down, jumping up and down, like I have just won the Price is Right showcase. Okay, and I'm like getting closer to him and he's kind of like, I would say not worry, but concern. He's got concern on his face. So the next thing I know, I'm being ushered out by security. Yeah, I know. But I look back, I'm like, Sting. And I notice he's got this little tiny piece of a carrot stuck in his teeth. And our relationship has never been the same since.
And that was Mel Miskimen. Very funny little note about that. I emailed her to let her know her story was being aired this weekend. And she's like, oh, goody, maybe Sting will be listening.
Oh, yeah. He's a contributor, too, by the way.
Yeah, he is.
I know I have been backstage a lot in my life. I've been very fortunate and very lucky to meet a lot of people. And, you know, most artists are, you know, pretty decent people and are pretty nice to you as long as you don't, you know, gush over them or go, you know, oh my God, I think you're the best thing ever. But they're usually pretty nice people. And I only went kind of goofy one time.
Only once?
Only once.
All right.
And that was the first time I met Lucinda Williams.
Oh.
I was just like, I just turned into a blithering idiot. All I could say was, hada-booty blah blah blah. I could not speak, you know, because I was just in awe of the woman. But that's the only time that's ever happened.
How did she respond to that? Would she just pet your head and say, oh, okay, good Bruce.
Good boy. Yeah. Now go back in your room. Yes. No, she was very nice about it. But
well, good. Unlike Sting. Just kidding.
Well, you have a little special treat for us.
Yeah, yes.
And that is at Story Slams, if people don't want to get up and tell their story in front of the crowd, they can write something down.
Yes. There are so many different ways to contribute to an Exfabula Story Slam and otherwise. Ultra shorts. There are little teeny pieces of paper we hand out to the audience members who aren't just ready to hop up on stage and tell that 5-minute real true personal story. So they basically can take that that little piece of paper and write down 1 to 5 lines of their little teeny stories relating to the theme of the night. And throughout the evening, us MCs jump up on stage and we just read them off and everybody has a good time and nobody has to get in front of a microphone except for us.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. You got
great.
A couple examples, right?
Well, funny you should say that. Yeah. This was actually from one of our story slams back in October 2011. The theme was first day, a whole bunch of like first day stories about work and what have you. So I just want to share a handful of these before we roll into our next first time story. So this was told by somebody who's no name, anonymous. You can do that. You don't have to put your name down. And they say, my first day to work at State Fair, I was told to wear my Girl Scout uniform on the Greyhound bus so they would know me to pick me up. Of course, my suitcase was lost, leading me to hang out in the big city only in my Girl Scout uniform. That's very misleading. This is from Megan. The first morning after my first night in my new apartment, I rolled over into my roommate's bed and said, oops, now we share the same bed.
Oh, oops.
And here's another one from Francis. My boss stared at me and asked, why did I hire you? Years later, this ritual occurs about every 3 months. That's a good boss. I like a good boss with a sense of humor.
That's good. I like that.
Here's a couple that are going to lead into our next story here. This one is from C. The first day I met my partner, she was drunkenly drinking from the broken bottleneck of a beer she inconspicuously dropped earlier in the evening. Who knew it would be the first day of the rest of our lives together?
Wow, that was really poetic. Drunkenly drinking from the broken beer bottleneck. Wow, I can't even say it.
Yeah, it's tricky. It's tricky.
That's good. That's very good.
The first day of April, 1966, I got married to my first husband. The date tells it all. Yup, da-da-da-da-da. Awesome. So those are ultra shorts, and we want to definitely get everybody on board with the ultra shorts if you're not ready to tell a story on stage. So let's go right into our next story. This one is also from the same Story Slam, if you would believe it, from our What Could Go Wrong Story Slam event. Here is Gordon Leach.
So take you back. I was about 21 years old, and I'm at school at college. I've got a job. I'm taking care of college on my own. Money's tight. I'm single, so of course I'm constantly looking for someone to go out with. And I meet this girl, and her name's Koshi. Now, she was, you know, as waspy as I am, and I never expected that name. And I would see her three times a week in class. So I introduced myself, she tells me her name, and for some reason, I could not remember that name. It just didn't fit. So I messed her name up every time I went to talk to her for like the next 2 weeks. But she was really cute, and I think what it was is I was just getting all flustered because I thought she was really cute. I wanted to ask her out. I was shy. And so when I went up to reintroduce myself to her and talk to her, I called her Zachi or some other thing, and she'd correct me every time, very polite, correct me every time, but sure enough, I messed it up the very next time I'd see her. So I got up my nerve, I asked her out just for a lunch date. And so we had planned to go out to lunch the next day, so I went and figured everything out. You know, I had trained myself the whole way walking to the restaurant that her name is Koshi, Koshi, Koshi. I'm going through my head, Koshi, Koshi, Koshi. I even wrote a little K on the palm of my hand. I didn't write out her whole name, just a little K so that I got the K sound, which would be fine. I'd be fine with the rest of it. So, I had $20 to my name. I didn't have it in my wallet, and I still don't carry cash in my wallet, but I had $20 on my debit card. No problem. I knew if I was the gentleman, let her order first. I could do quick math and figure out what I could order. So we go to the restaurant, we have lunch, and it works out nice. I'm happy, she's happy, she's laughing at a couple of my jokes, things are going well. She ordered some sandwich and I got the salad, so I knew it was going to be about $16. I had $3 left over in my account for the tip. So everything was going good. I called her Koshi. You know, we got past that and everything was fine. And I'm thinking there's going to be another date coming down the road. So then the bill comes, and sure enough, it's like $16 and change. So I pull out my debit card, which has my entire savings of $20 on it at that point. And the waiter comes back to take the bill, and I hand the waiter my debit card. And they say, "I'm sorry, we don't take debit cards." So then I start fumbling around and trying to figure out how I'm going to pay for this, and I have to just admit to her. And now, of course, I'm feeling like a total idiot once again because having gone through, messed up her name all that time, and now I tell her, "I'll be right back." My plan was to go out to the cash machine and get the cash. Well, she ended up paying for the bill, and that was the last time I ever saw her. That's my story. What could have gone wrong?
Met a gal on Sunday, Monday fell in love. Tuesday I said, "Darling, won't you be my turtle dove?" Wednesday bought a diamond ring, Thursday put it on. Friday she met my best friend, Saturday she's gone.
And that was Gordon Beach.
No money for dinner, no second date.
Yeah, exactly. So fantastic. I'm really excited about the story slam coming up. It's going to be on February 7th, held at the Lakefront Brewery, so people can grab a cup of courage there, tell their story, and then we're going to choose the audience favorite at the end of the night. It's going to be a fabulous night, so Milwaukee, please show up. Oh! One other thing.
Yes, ma'am.
I mentioned that. We also have a general storytelling workshop coming up, and that's open to the public. And that's going to be on Saturday, February 10th at the AWE, Artists Working in Education. And it's going to be facilitated by our ex-fabula, fantastic storytelling coaches. So if you're interested in that or the Story Slam or the March event coming up, you know, please go to exfabula.org for all things story related.
Excellent. And if you want to hear these again or share these stories with somebody else, they are posted at wuwm.com. And we are here on the radio every Saturday and Sunday about this time.
Fantastic.
And we'll do it again next week.
All right.